Welcome to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. Today we're highlighting the next performance in the ongoing Heart of Humanity concert series produced by the local nonprofit Anima Mundi Productions. It's a matinee set for this Sunday, March 22nd at Southern Oregon University Musical Recital Hall. And it features an international trio of artists, Grammy Award-winning vocalist Cecilia Duarte, percussionist Jesus Pacheco, and pianist Ana Maria Otamendi. We're doing something special today at JPR. In the studio now, I have Cecilia Duarte. Then at 10:30 this morning, we'll have an expanded conversation and live mini-concert going out over our Classics and News service. More on that later, but first, Cecilia, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
What a day and a whole weekend you have planned. So thank you for joining us in Ashland. Have you had a chance to explore the town?
Just a little bit. But we love it. The fact that we can just immediately wake up and see nature so close by is so great for our nervous systems.
Yes.
And so relaxing and beautiful. Very inspiring, by the way, you know, going with the theme of this concert.
And you mentioned we, so it's a good time to say that you're married to your percussionist, Jesus, and you live in Michigan, is that right?
We live actually in Houston, Texas.
Oh, Houston, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Ana Maria lives in Michigan.
Oh, okay, got
yes,
that.
But we all met in Houston. Or work together in Houston for a while. But yeah, so my husband and I are two professional musicians. So we tour, we play, and every now and then we get to work together, like in this occasion. And it's in situations like this where we get to bring our 10-year-old daughter, Julia, and she's already a travel expert. And she's so used to, you know, being with us in this situation. So it's always great to make her part of these experiences.
She's a cosmopolitan young lady
she
at
is.
This point. Now, your name will sound familiar to some of our audience because you've actually been to our region before under some pretty trying circumstances.
Yes.
Can you tell us just briefly about your visit in 2021?
Yes, that was actually my first gig. Mm-hmm. Right outside of Texas after COVID. So that was the first time I traveled during that very trying time. And it was also, sadly, I still feel for it, you know, where the fires were going on here in Ashland.
Yeah.
So, you know, the situations, the town, the place looked very different, of course, because there weren't so many people around. We had to wear a mask outside because of the air quality, and then we had to wear a mask inside because it was still COVID. So we would remove our masks, you know, when it was time. It ended up being a filmed project. Originally, it was going to be a live performance,
mm-hmm.
but because of the conditions, then they made a beautiful film, which also was a very special type of project. And so that was my first time visiting Ashland. And, you know, regardless of everything, it was a beautiful experience and we had a great time as well.
We'll see if we can link to that on our website, actually. I know Ethan's proud of that. Luckily, you've come back, so the community will have another chance to hear you sing in person this time with your husband and percussionist, Jesus Pacheco, and pianist Ana Maria Otamendi. So you're program this Sunday includes a set from Manuel de Falla, and we do have a short clip of that. Now, this doesn't have the most dramatic part of the vocal, but the beginning shows the interplay nicely between the three of you. Enchanting.
Mm. Yes.
So that was the beginning of Danza del Juego de Amor by Manuel de Falla. And in your Sunday concert, you'll be performing that. Your trio will also be performing work from four other composers. Can you give us an overview of that program and any theme that runs through it?
Yeah, so the theme that unites all of these songs is nature. I think the concert title is For Love of Nature, precisely. And we have a wide array of material within the what we call the art song genre that's actually coming from different countries of the world. And some of them, you know, belong to similar periods of time, but they still have a very different flavor, not only in the language, right, but in the way nature is portrayed. So we start with a set by Antonino Respighi from Italy with three different songs, you know, that talk about nature, but in a very Italian way, of course, followed by a set by Alberto Ginastera from Argentina. So that's a set in Spanish. Alberto Ginastera mixed a lot of folk rhythms within this song. So it's like a mix of the classical music tradition, you know, mixed with folk rhythms, intertwined. Then after that, we follow with a set by Schumann. From his famous song cycle, Lieder Kreis, also portraying nature in a very different way, but very, very sublime. I really love that one. Then we follow with Claude Debussy from France and the three songs of Bilitis. Really wonderful. And then ending with the Manuel de Falla set, which are the vocal excerpts of his very famous work, El Amor Brujo, or Love's a Magician, you know, talking about the kind of like a enchantment, you know, spirits coming from the other world and visiting. So it's all, you know, tied up with this like big, big theme of nature in very many different ways.
Wonderful. We'll get more into that. Yeah. A quick reminder that this is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney, talking with vocalist Cecilia Duarte. And after this conversation, you can tune in for an expanded interview and a live Latin-flavored music session with her and her accompanists at 10:30 a.m. on JPR's Classics and News Service. The trio is in concert this Sunday at 3 p.m. at SOU's Music Recital Hall. Cecilia, you were born in Mexico, and I understand you specialize in Spanish language music, but you perform around the world and cover a variety of genres. How many languages, foreign languages, do you regularly sing in?
Well, just to give you, you know, this is a very clear taste. You know, you can get an idea of everything I get to do. You know, in this concert, I sing in four different languages, I believe. And, but you know, that's very common, I want to say, you know, for a classical vocalist, we all are prepared to sing in many different languages. And even though we might not be like fluent speakers, we always, you know, work on very hard on the diction. That means like pronouncing the languages properly to be able to sound, you know, as close as a native speaker. And also always understanding, you know, making a very adept translations of the texts. So we are able to also deliver the spirit of the message, not only pronouncing it well, but knowing what we're saying.
Right. How to emphasize, you know, certain words.
Yes. Yeah. And so, yeah, throughout my career, you know, I do a lot of Spanish language repertoire. I am very passionate about like being a promoter of that specific, but you know, it encompasses also many periods of time. A lot of the music I sing throughout my year is what we call early music. So that means music that belongs to the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque periods of time. So kind of like the very first type of music that was written, right? Like and developed into the polyphony. And so I do a lot of that, and there's a lot of Spanish language repertoire also that belongs to that period of time. And just like I did in my first project with Anima Mundi and Ethan, I work with living composers doing contemporary new music, which is also so exciting for me as well, to give life to this music that has never been performed before. In the case of the opera that I did with Anima Mundi a few years ago, it was a lot of Spanish, some English as well, because of the story. So I get to do that a lot. And then in projects like the concert that we will do on Sunday, you know, I get to do also and promote Spanish language art song, which belongs to a different period of time as well, mixed with many other songs that I love doing. And so my first album as well is a compilation of Latin American folk songs, you know, from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, which is what we consider our jazz standards of Latin America, right? Mm-hmm. So you can find it anywhere out there. It's called Reencuentros. Okay. And yeah, so I'm never bored because I always get to do something different.
You get to follow your bliss and your interests. I was kind of wondering about that. Since you're so well-versed in so many different genres, how do you decide? Do you just gravitate towards certain things according to, you know, a mood of the year or...
You know, sometimes I get to create and curate my own programming, but sometimes I get invitations from people, you know, giving me like specific projects. Like, hey, we have a proposal. We would like to do this with you, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what makes it interesting, that it's always a different concept because it comes from a different place, a different idea that people might have. And then I most of the time I get the input, right, of saying, okay, of giving my opinion or even like proposing new material or, you know, different songs to be added to whatever program they want me to do with them.
Oh, so you have a hand in that at times.
Sometimes, yeah. And so I also like that, right, that people are open to, you know, what I have to say or because they also trust, you know, like I know where I can sound my best. And so I can say, you know, like, I offer this too in case you're interested in having it.
They are wise to listen to that insight from the artist herself. Yeah. I'm curious, your experience of being so diverse, would you say that's typical for a classical vocalist or are you usually encouraged to go in deep with one area so you can specialize and really just make a name for yourself in one area?
That's a great question. I think things are changing nowadays. In the past, if you wanted to be a classical vocalist, like specifically, let's say, like an opera singer, for example, it was not well, it was kind of like frowned upon, you know, that you could do other things. I think nowadays, the more versatile people are, the better for them, right? It's something that it's celebrated. It's something that it's seen well. It comes with some risks, right? Because sometimes, like, if people hear me singing Latin American folk songs, they might think that's the only thing I can do. And so it takes a lot of extra effort into, like, you know, making it clear that I can do different things. And so that takes more time, more preparation as well. I grew up singing popular music, and so for me, it was always easy to go back to that after becoming or learning, you know, the technique of a classical vocalist. So it was always easier for me to go back and forth, but I make it a very clear goal for me to keep preparing myself. You know, I have taken lessons from, like, professional jazz vocalists, for example. I like learning about not only the genres, but also understanding the culture and the places where that music comes from. In the case of this program, for example, I really went deep into understanding, like, for example, with the Falla set, listening to flamenco cantaores, right? Like people that do it well, that they have nothing to do with the classical style of singing, but really understanding that a specific music genre, and it's not like I'm going to try to sound like them, but like understanding how they phrase their words, how they bring the text. You know, there's all these little nuances that come with the style, and so at the time when I get to mix both of them, it tends to be successful, right? And then it sounds very different than when I sing Schumann or Debussy, for example.
So you're continually educating yourself in the practice of these different styles and sort of the philosophy and meaning behind them.
Definitely. I think it's a work that never stops. There's always learning to be done.
Well, Cecilia, thank you so much for joining me today. And I'm really looking forward to hearing you perform on Sunday and again at 10:30 this morning.
Thank you so much. I really hope people come and see us. We would love to. And we make it interactive. We talk to people. And so we are very much looking forward to to be singing live.
It's going to be a great afternoon. You've been listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. My guest was Grammy-winning vocalist Cecilia Duarte, whose trio is in concert this Sunday at 3 p.m. at SOU's Music Recital Hall. Tickets and other information can be found at humanitytickets.com. She'll be performing with percussionist Jesus Pacheco and Ana Maria Otamendi on Sunday, and at 10:30 a.m. today on JPR's Classics and News Service. We invite you to tune in for that expanded interview and a live Latin-flavored music session this morning by streaming JPR's Classics and News Service at ijpr.org.